Like, you look at that game tonight, just with the way your club was able to continue to battle, there were some weird goals at both ends of the ice. To pull it out tonight, what stands out for you?
That was a weird game. We had some pretty awesome efforts at our goal line to keep pucks out, and goalie was really good again. So I think we just kind of stayed with it and allowed the game to evolve, and we were able to get some opportunities that we were able to capitalize on.
Was this a tough game to play?
Yeah, it was. I think after the first period, guys caught wind that the NBA, suspended their games, and so then, it kind of has an odd feeling to it, So I think the second period was a reflection of that. There was some interesting stuff going on both ways, and I think going into the third, we kind of regrouped a little bit and decided, we've played some pretty good hockey this year. Let's play the way we know how and try to buckle down and get 2 points. Ultimately, tomorrow's out of our hands, but we're in a game right now, so let's try to win it.
Players on both teams talking to each other, or even with the officials out there?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I was talking to Leon, before the second period, and I didn't even know he was late to hear about the NBA, and so that was kind of crazy, and the refs were talking about it too. So, just an unusual, kind of night overall. I think the way things have unfolded the last, few days, and certainly going into the game tonight, our pregame meals, our pregame skates, our, everything pretty much leading up to the game was talking about this. And, Andrew Kopp and I were talking, it's going to be wild looking at our phones after a couple hours of playing and, we didn't even barely got the puck drop and dominoes were already falling. So it's a crazy time right now.
So, like, how do you saw this coming?
The NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, ultimately, I think that was kind of a shock. I think what it was going to take was a player, getting sick, and then from there's really no choice. So it just seems like it's a waiting game, and you don't know what's going to happen next. Ultimately, like I said, we had an opportunity to play a game tonight and kind of take a break from it a little bit. Hopefully, we entertained our people back home and the people here at Edmonton and could think about something else other than that for a couple hours, and so that's kind of how we stand on it right now.
So how do you kind of approach that now, just yourself for the next couple of days with not playing until Saturday?
I don't know. I think you just have to approach it like we have an off day tomorrow, and we're going to practice on Friday and prepare to play a game on Saturday until we're told differently. There's really nothing else we can do. The league is going to definitely have the best interest of, first off, the players and the fans and, everyone that's involved in making this league what it is. So, you just trust that the information they're getting is going to be relayed and, take the proper steps to make sure the safety is, obviously right now, that's all that matters.
Are you conflicted right now? Like, when you have family at home and a lot of the guys do, do you want to see the NHL suspend play for just the safety of the players? And then, given that you're on a four-game winning streak and you guys are playing very well right now?
I think, first and foremost, you just, you want to do what's in the best interest of everyone involved, obviously, we're playing good hockey right now and we're pushing for a playoff spot and fighting for our lives, but it's not as important as everything else. So, if we're under the impression that, we're at no risk and we can continue playing, whether that's with fans in the building, without fans in the building, or what they deem necessary, we'll keep playing. And, like I said, if we're at no risk and we can keep entertaining people and give them a couple hours break from everything else that's going on, then that would be awesome. But, if it gets to the point where, we're putting ourselves in danger and other people, then it doesn't make any sense.
Is there four wins?
Last one, guys.
Like I said earlier, obviously you know that, but what's going right for the team right now that you've been able to kind of get past that threshold? Is that three game?
Yeah, I think, we added some players at the deadline, and they definitely helped solidify some areas in our lineup. We've gotten healthy, and you know, I think we've had to play a certain way all year and just kind of grind and grind and grind. And when you stick to that identity, and all of a sudden you're a little bit deeper in your lineup than you have been all year, and you know, guys start to get that taste that it's a realistic possibility of making the playoffs. You know, every game's exciting. Every game's a playoff game for us. You know, the last game against against Arizona was a playoff game. I mean, they're right below us in the standings. We had to get a win, and you know, certainly we're playing a playoff caliber team tonight. And you know, going forward, that's what it's going to be every night. So there's a lot of excitement. We have, you know, you're around 10 games left in the season, and you have something to play for.